USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky last night on CNN.
That is why, for us, this battle is very important for many reasons. It is very important to win this battle.
Zelensky claims Moscow is pushing to take control of the Donbass region in southeastern Ukraine in order to create a barrier to Crimea, which Russia invaded and stole from Ukraine in 2014. The deadline to submit 2021 tax returns or an extension to file and pay taxes owed this year is midnight tonight. To file an extension, go to irs.gov. Mexican President Obrador's plan to increase state control of power generation was defeated in Parliament on Sunday. Opposition parties united and defeated the measure they say would have hurt investment and breach international obligations. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I was used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's a pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Will Finland and Sweden join NATO? Dan Naraki reports.
Finland and Sweden have reacted to the Russian invasion of Ukraine by reconsidering an invitation to join NATO, something that has drawn a series of threats from Russia. The Russians say they will deploy nuclear weapons to the region should the pair of countries join the alliance. Recent polls in both of those countries show growing support to join NATO after years of hesitation against joining any military alliance. Senior fellow with the American Enterprise Institute, Elizabeth Brough, sees fear in Russia's threats. She tells CBS News it doesn't look like either country will let those threats affect their decision-making.
The Russian threats really seem mostly like Russian fear of the two joining NATO, like it's using its last tools to try to prevent them from joining, but they are absolutely undeterred. I should say Finland is absolutely undeterred in saying they are having the conversation, they're deciding in a few weeks' time. Sweden hasn't been that clear yet.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The death toll from a storm in southeast Africa is roughly 450 souls in last night's official count. Sili Zikalala, KwaZulu-Natal's premier, posted on Facebook, "This is a moment of great adversity, but this is also a moment where we need to summon our collective courage and turn this devastation into an opportunity to rebuild our province." End quote. Ukrainian President Zelensky on CNN overnight stressed the importance of the Donbass region in eastern Ukraine, the next battle zone in the Russian invasion.
"This is why it is very important for us not to allow them to stand our ground, because this battle, and it can happen, so there will be several battles, and we don't know how long it is going to take, it can influence the course of the whole war, because I don't trust the Russian military and Russian leadership. That is why we understand that the fact that we fought them off, and they left, and they were running away from Kyiv, from the north, from Chernihiv, and from that direction, it doesn't mean if they are able to capture Donbass, they won't come further towards Kyiv. That is why, for us, this battle is very important for many reasons. It is very important to win this battle."
The United States Football League is back with 40 games this season, ending on the 4th of July. Games will be carried on Fox, FS1, NBC, Peacock, and USA Network. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.